Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
If you're able to just push forward 1% per day, you're going to see some really, really massive results in 2024.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Slocum Reed, and today we are joined by Jesse Fuchsia. Jesse is joining us from Seattle, Washington. He is an expert real estate brand advisor, co-founder of the company FinGhost, that is the number one real estate social media brand advising company. He is also an investor with a portfolio that consists of 150 units between self-storage and multifamily in the states of Washington and New York. Jesse, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current focus?
Yeah, absolutely, Slocum. Thank you again for having me on today. And this platform is an amazing platform. This is one of my favorite all-time shows and how I got started in real estate. So I thank you for everything that you do and your team does. It's world class. So thank you. I got started in real estate in college. I bought my college house in upstate New York and I rented it to my college buddies. I scaled that portfolio today. It's one of the largest student housing portfolios in upstate New York that I still own and operate today with my father. I made the jump to commercial real estate syndication over the last couple of years, probably in the 2019 to 2020 timeframe. What I figured out really fast, Slocum, was the fact that I didn't have this vast network of accredited investors to raise equity from to do deals. So really what I started doing was writing on LinkedIn every day to attract investors and to build my investor network. And from that, it has really blown up in how powerful it is to build a digital brand. And not just for raising capital to do deals, but just having a digital presence in general and how that has grown and helped 10x my real estate presence and real estate business today. So I co-founded the company FinGhost, where we help other real estate professionals build digital brands online and on the LinkedIn platform specifically to help them grow, raise capital, and really just continue to transform their businesses. And that's how I got started.
Gotcha. So Jesse, you said you got into apartment syndication a few years ago, and you specialize in LinkedIn, I believe you said. Let me draw some conclusions on behalf of our audience, which is full of sophisticated commercial real estate investors, as you're well aware, Jesse. My experience on LinkedIn as a real estate investor, as host of this podcast, and connected with hundreds of other real estate investors across the country through this podcast and that I know personally, there are a lot of real estate investors using LinkedIn in particular for the sake of capital raising. Is that what your branding and your advising focuses on, as capital raising through social media?
Slocum, that's absolutely 100% correct. And I think what people don't understand is the fact that there's billions of dollars of equity of investor capital just sitting on social media and LinkedIn specifically right now. LinkedIn is this really unique platform where it's more kind of a professional type platform than maybe something like Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or some other platform along those lines. Really, as an investor out there or someone listening, to build a digital brand on the LinkedIn platform going forward in 2024, if that's one of your goals, it can really be extremely powerful to help transform your business, raise more capital, become more of a thought leader type real estate professional on social media. Again, we could list out how powerful that is and how much that can really grow someone's business. But absolutely, the cornerstone or what is critical to this ability is the ability to raise capital, to build that know, like, and trust with followers on a professional platform such as LinkedIn by creating content on a daily, weekly basis, and then transforming those followers into possible investors into your next deal. And that's exactly how we help people do it. It's how I got started in my investor database and really what helped me transform. And I highly recommend that anyone out there, if you're not leveraging social media, if you're not leveraging a platform like LinkedIn to help grow your business, then I think you're missing out on a great opportunity. And really the more critical thing, I think you're going to get passed by in the next 12, 24, 36 months by those of us that are.
Tell us about your own experience raising capital for your deals with LinkedIn.
Yeah, I think that when it comes down to just creating content on a daily basis, I write one post a day, and this is content where I'm sharing lessons learned throughout my career. I'm building trust with investors. I'm talking about not just real estate, but things about my personal life that are very relatable to people. And I think what people don't understand is how important and critical that is to understanding someone's life story. Podcasting is another great way to become a thought leader. Writing books or ebooks is a great way to become a thought leader. Social media and LinkedIn is a phenomenal way to become a thought leader, where I'm posting every day. I'm at the top of these people's feeds, or I'm appearing in these people's feeds. I'm providing feedback. I'm providing tips, tricks, life experiences that a lot of people are reaching out to me about through the comments or through the direct messages. And you'd be shocked, Slocum, how many DMs I get or how many conversations I just get on from people I meet on LinkedIn who are, Jesse, I never knew I could passively invest in real estate, or I never knew that this was possible, or I thought to be a real estate investor, you had to be a landlord, or I had to fix toilets at 2 o'clock in the morning. But just simply building out a basic plan of, here's what real estate syndication is, here's what multifamily syndication is, here's all the benefits, and then incorporating that into my content on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, it's really transformed and created some massive results for me and for my clients over the last few years.
I want to get into advice for those of us who plan to engage or are engaged in social media for our real estate investing. But start with a more targeted question. It sounds like you would recommend being very consistent about posting on social media. Content relevant to the targeted audience, of course, and ideally specific to your own investing experience or your own current investing activities. Do you also use social media? And I understand it depends on the way that each of your deals is registered with the SEC, but do you recommend using social media to promote opportunities to invest directly? Like, we have opened this fund, or we have opened this deal up for capital directly, come to me about this opportunity type stuff.
I think the first part of that question, Slocum, I highly recommend before advertising any type of investment opportunity on social media that you consult with an SEC attorney and take all legal advice from them. But I'll tell you that I think there's two steps to this question to fully answer it for you. I think where 99% of the people who are listening get it wrong is they have no social media presence. They have no brand presence on social media. And the one post that they post every 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or whatever is come invest in my deal. And that's where 99% of people get it wrong, because they're not posting consistently in the 30 to 60 or 90 days in between each deal, or 2 weeks in between each deal, or whatever your rhythm is. Really, what sets the foundation to leverage social media to raise that capital, so that when you do post, if you do have a 506c or whatever, and you're publicly advertising it, what sets those conditions and that foundation is that consistent posting on a daily basis. And daily can be different for everyone, Slocum. For me personally, it's 7 days a week. For somebody else, it could be 5 days a week, 4 days a week. Set a rhythm that you can stick to and be consistent to. But again, if you looked at my content on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, I'm not talking about real estate every day, Slocum. I'm talking about a life experience I had 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, something that happened last week when I was talking to my wife and has been pivotal in my entrepreneur journey or whatever. I think what people invest in more than the deal is they invest in you. And you have that opportunity to transpire and tell people that story on social media by posting consistent tips, tricks, life stories that you've learned in your life, and then following up every 30, 60 days or whatever that rhythm is for you when you have that deal to publicly advertise. But again, I guarantee that 90% of the people listening, you're just in the rhythm of, hey, I've got a deal, let me post about it on social media just because I can. But you're not putting in all that level of work that has to set that foundation prior to you posting about your deal. And really the reciprocal effect of that is you're getting maybe $25,000 checks when you could be getting $50,000 or $100,000 checks. And that's the difference between the 90% who are doing that and the 10% of us who are just posting every single day.
To grossly oversummarize your answer to the question, the answer is yes. There was a lot of helpful information there that I just want to attempt to summarize, Jesse. In an attempt to summarize your answer, assuming that you are appropriately structured to advertise your investing opportunities, consult your attorney about that, then yes, the answer is absolutely you should be sharing directly those opportunities. You should be advertising them through social media. However, the consistency of your message, your presence, and your branding through the social media platforms that you choose to use will be the catalyst for potential investors to choose to invest with you through your advertising on social media. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, that's 100% accurate. And again, just to kind of add a few more things to that, and thank you for probably summarizing. I apologize if I maybe it was a little
all good. I get to stand here and listen to you be really smart and then try to fit it all in a little bottle and pour it back out for the audience. Yeah, it's just the concentrated version of the value you're already adding. Go for it.
Thank you. Social media, people underestimate how powerful it can be to raising capital in advertising deals and connecting with people. Again, I know there's a lot of listeners out there who are probably already very successful in capital raising. Again, I know this network that listens to this podcast, as you mentioned, it's highly sophisticated. But I would say, are you setting the conditions on social media to even 5x or 10x what you're already accomplishing or you're already doing? You have the absolute ability to do that. I read a statistic a few weeks ago that said there's over 4 billion people today that have access to the internet, more than obviously ever before in history. And it just goes to show the leverage and power of utilizing the internet and utilizing social media and how critical that is and powerful for so many people out there. Again, if you're using it already, that's great. If you're not, you're missing out on a great opportunity.
One more hopefully quick question, and then I want to transition the conversation just a bit here, Jesse. Focusing on capital raising for commercial real estate investing, LinkedIn takes the cake, but are there other platforms that you recommend investors look into using?
I think other platforms might be like Facebook or an Instagram or something along those lines. But specifically when it comes to capital raising itself, you mentioned it, Slocum. I don't think there is a platform better than LinkedIn just because of the composition and the amount of professional people that habitat on that specific platform, as opposed to maybe a TikTok or something else where people are there for leisure or whatever. But LinkedIn really is the majority of professional type platform. And that's where I started my brand. That's where I highly recommend other people build and start their brands. But if you wanted to venture off to a Facebook or an Instagram, that could be another great branch that could lead to other places to raise capital from. I have multiple colleagues who are able to do that as well.
That makes sense. Jesse, laying the foundation of posting consistently with content relevant to your target audience and ideally also comprised of your own experience, activity, and advice that you can share from your own real estate investing. With that foundation laid, what advice do you have for our listeners on using LinkedIn for the sake of capital raising?
The number one piece of advice that I have, Slocum, if there's anybody out there listening, if you press publish every day of 2024, you will see incredible results by the end of it or within the next 6 to 12 months. If you simply press publish. And that's really the greatest barrier to so many people out there. We're so afraid of creating content or what are people going to think? What are my colleagues going to think? What are my family going to think or whatever? But if you just go out there and you press publish every day during 2024, the capital raising results that can come from that are absolutely monumental and will absolutely transform your company and your digital brand to do more deals, raise more capital, meet more investors to network with. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think it's the biggest barrier that stops people from doing it is the consistency and the ability of overcoming that fear. But if you can come over that fear and spend just 12 months building a digital brand on a platform like LinkedIn, I'm 100% certain, no guarantee, but I'm highly, highly, highly certain that it is going to create a monumental wave for your business that's going to create even more success for you.
Last question, Jesse, before we head into the final phase of this episode. It's kind of a two-parter, and I feel like I'm asking the same question from two different angles. The first version of this, Jesse, are there certain capital raise amounts or certain contribution amounts? You referenced $5, $25, $50, and $100,000 earlier. Are there certain contribution amounts or certain capital raise amounts that you see have the best success on social media? The other side of that question is, assuming, of course, that the SEC is allowing all of the investors we're talking about to advertise their investing opportunities, are there certain kinds of investors or certain kinds of investment opportunities that you see play out more successfully on LinkedIn than others?
First part of your question there, Slocum, I think it's completely dependent on how consistent you are and really how much content you're putting out on a daily basis. If you're someone out there who might just be posting once or twice a week, you're just not going to build the same level of trust as someone who's posting 5 to 7 days a week over the course of 6 to 12 months. So contribution amount, again, I can range anywhere from 25,000 to easily multi six figures plus. But I think it's going to come down to, again, something I've mentioned before. What level of trust are you building with your investors? What type of content are you talking about? What type of education and life stories are you driving home? And how consistent are you doing it? Are you just posting once a week? Are you posting 7 days a week? Are you committing to it for 6 to 12 months? Someone who posts 7 days a week for 6 to 12 months is going to see those bigger and bigger checks coming in just because they're going to build more awareness and build more trust with their audience on a daily and weekly basis. And then to the second part of your question there regarding what type of investment opportunities that I think works best. Again, I think the 506C that you're able to publicly advertise, I see work very well, and I see it work very well in conjunction with posting on a daily basis, 7 days a week, where let's say you're doing a 506C once a month or once a quarter, whatever it is. In that 30 to 90 days in between each deal, are you still consistently continuing to post and build that audience so that you can continue to build trust day in, day out, week in, week out for months? So that whatever you were getting $50,000, $75,000 checks in Q1, now in Q2, you're getting even more and even more and even more as it continues to compound. But the 506C, where you're able to publicly advertise, performs really well when you're, again, able to leverage that social media and post on a consistent basis.
Jesse, you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
Awesome. What is the best ever book you recently read?
The best ever book I've ever read, I would probably say, is Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
Nice. What is your best ever way to give back?
I get a lot of people who reach out on social media, and I love given everybody at least 10 to 15 minutes of my time, even if it's someone trying to do their first deal. When I was starting out Slocum, there was plenty of those people who gave me their time, even if it was for just 10 to 15 minutes. So that's how I love to help people out and give back if they're interested in investing or not, just to help them push forward.
Tailoring this next question towards the conversation we've actually had, I'm going to disqualify the answer of not posting or not posting frequently enough. Jesse, what is the biggest mistake you've made in using social media for real estate investing thus far?
Yeah, I think we all do it, but I think some days just posting irrelevant type things or something like that. We all have those days if it's a holiday or something like that, or something you post something stupid. But I think remaining professional at all times on the platform, obviously incorporating your personal experience and story is absolutely critical, but always having a professional type mentality on a platform, I think, is good practice for any person on social media. And it's definitely a mistake that I'm sure we've all made, me included.
And Jesse, what is your best ever advice?
My best ever advice, Slocum, is whether you're pushing forward, focus on the 1% every day. You're not going to raise millions of dollars overnight on LinkedIn, but if you post it every day and each post was just 1% better than the day prior, then I guarantee by the end of the 6 or 12 months, you're going to see some really amazing results. So if you're able to just push forward 1% per day, you're going to see some really, really massive results in 2024.
Last question, where can people get in touch with you?
Obviously, you can hit me up on LinkedIn. You can shoot me a DM. But you're also welcome to check out my website, which is finghost.io, to see some of the results that we've driven for our clients. Shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, go onto my website. You can log on and reach out to me there. We want to help a ton of real estate professionals build brands on LinkedIn in 2024. And if you're one of those people, then reach out to me and we'd love to work with you.
Jesse's LinkedIn link is in the show notes. Jesse, thank you. Best ever listeners, thank you as well for tuning in. If you gained value from this conversation, please do subscribe to our show. Leave this episode a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend that you know we can add value to through our conversation today. Thank you and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.